Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness, welcome to Bridal Style Blog Podcast on this great brunch Sunday. I hope all you brides are out there relaxing just for a minute before you continue your shopping for dresses, invitations. Hopefully you're really thinking about stationery as a whole while you shop for those invitations. Shout out to the brides who signed on this week. I am so excited about what I'm seeing out there from this year. I love the creative custom weddings everyone's doing. It's very hot, very sexy. But I do have to say one thing, because you know, Day, I'm always going to tell you the truth. I am concerned when I don't see ladies paying attention to the details. I'm not scolding you guys at all. Not at all. When I say details, I mean so far as I'm not always impressed when I don't see ladies paying attention to their bridal beauty just as much as they pay attention to these great details in the room. It is so important. You are going to be photographed like a supermodel throughout the planning process. So there are products and there are things you must use to keep yourself as beautiful today, tomorrow, and the next day. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So you can make sure you are awesome and ready for all those IG photos people are going to take without your permission. Guys, we have Cece Kane here, and she's going to share her best and favorite beauty hacks at this moment with you for brides. To let you guys get a little squished up, because we don't want you guys being too reckless or too, you know, I always say, make sure you stay under shade, make sure you're under an umbrella, make sure you moisturize. But you know what? I'm not a professional. Cece Kane is. Hello, Cece, are you there?
Hi, Dana, how are you?
Hi. Hey, lady, how you doing, beautiful?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm real excited.
No, thank you for speaking to our brides. So you're going to review some products. So, guys, let me let you know. I bumped into Cece last week here in New York City, and we were standing at one of our favorite skincare booths, correct? And we just happened to start speaking, and amazing product. But I felt that Cece knew a lot more in this area than me, so she came on to help us out and to get you guys, you know, started with your bridal beauty. So, Cece, what did you find? What do you think, you know, what are your products that you would suggest for brides right now?
Well, I think first and foremost, what brides and actually all women in general need to remember is that you can have the most expensive, the most high-end cosmetics and hair care and skin care, but if you're not taking care of yourself from the inside out, all that stuff just becomes a very expensive mask. So you need to start by always making sure you stay hydrated, use sunscreen, like you said, stay in the shade. That is actually fantastic advice. And tell you, you know, brides, including myself, when I got married, the stress eating causes some breakouts, causes other weird things to happen with your skin and your hair and your nails. So I would start by just giving that general piece of advice. And then the next piece of advice that I would give before we even start talking about the fabulous products is remember that you're beautiful for who you are. And your bridal beauty is not about you trying to become some other woman. Remember, your groom fell in love with you, not some other lady. So we just want to make you look like the best possible version of you possible, not another person. So that is something I just wanted to throw out there, because it really breaks my heart when I see brides go through drastic changes in their looks. And
so wait a minute, you mean I can't get my face contoured for the gods? So I have to, what are you saying? Do I wait?
What I'm saying is that if you're a blonde, don't become jet black hair the day before your wedding. If you're a brunette, don't try to become the next Marilyn Monroe. If you are not the type of person that wears a whole lot of makeup day to day, don't show up to your wedding looking like you're going to perform on Broadway. So what I'm trying to say is stay true to your aesthetic. And then the other thing that I would say is that the brides that love to wear the makeup every day and do the full beat like I do and do the full fake and bake like I do is don't overdo it on your wedding day, in the sense that all the stuff that's really on trend today may not look so great 5 years from now or 10 years from now. And those pictures and those videos are meant to last a lifetime. So if you are going to go with a very glamorous look, go for a more classic glamorous look so that when you do look back on those photos, you're not cringing.
So
you don't want to be
telling me I can't have like a goth smoky eye with some really killer Pat Benatar wings?
You can have the tamed down version of that. I meant more like, you know, wearing the new sparkle lips that I've been seeing all over the place lately.
Oh,
on
my goodness,
YouTube.
The glitter red lips. The red, the little.
Not only red,
hat.
I've been seeing it in yellow, in blue, in purple, and it looks so cool, but that's for a night out at a club. That's not for your wedding day. It's really not. As much as you might like to think so, you'll regret it when you're older. Trust me, ladies. Trust me. But on that note,
so I can't dye my hair blonde and put on glitter lips and have my double wings. You know what I'm talking about? Like the ones that go from your eye to your ear.
Listen.
And put some green
and
purple.
Fashion,
I mean, I've seen it.
Makeup and fashion is a personal expression of who you are. And if that's truly who you are and you want to do that, then go for it. But make sure that's just truly who you are and that isn't just something that's a trend in your mind for the moment that you're going to regret in the years to come. So, yeah.
That makes
it's
sense.
Makeup.
That makes sense.
It's not that serious. It's makeup, you know? It's not that serious. But, you know, you're allowed to express yourself, and you should express yourself as a bride. Just don't express yourself in a way that you'll regret. That's all.
Excellent,
now
because I know so many brides have so many glam squads, and they go through all these different kinds of trials, and they want deeper, but then they want lighter, and then on their wedding day, sometimes they're wiping their makeup off because they do not feel comfortable. Like, I don't wear makeup during the day most days. I wear makeup on the weekends. It's fun for me on the weekends. During the week, I'm running around like a crazy person, so I kind of just throw my serum on, throw my you know, my SPF moisturizer on and throw my little tinted lip gloss and hit the door. But it's very interesting that you say, because I know a lot of women also ask for makeup to be a better version of themselves. So they want the heavy makeup, including airbrush ladies, it holds. And they want to look like themselves, but look clean, perfect, and clear. What do you
and
say for products? Like, what are you recommending? Yeah.
I think that
to be your
that's
natural
a very
self,
good
I
goal.
Guess.
Yeah, just enhance who you are as a person. Don't try and change, you know, your whole look or the whole shape of your face with, you know, contouring and tape eyes, which I've seen girls do. I've seen women tape their eyes up and change the shape of their eyes for their wedding, and then it just looks so bizarre. Remember, your family and your friends that know you in your day-to-day life are going to be there. And they're going to look at you, and they're going to raise an eyebrow if you look like a different person. You should be as beautiful as you can and should and want to be, but you don't have to change who you are to be beautiful. And that's really what it comes down to. And makeup is a beautiful thing. It can enhance and make things look so beautiful. But makeup can only go so far. It really does start with your skin itself, and that actually leads me into talking about one of the favorite things that I found at the International Beauty Show this year, which is Foreo Luna products. This is like a Clarisonic on steroids and like 100 times better. What this device does is, and it comes in all different sizes and all different price points for all different kinds of budgets, ladies. So at the lowest end, we're at $39 actually, and at the highest end, it's about $249. So it really does have a lot of options in between there. And what this device is it's a silicone-based cleansing device for your face and even your body if you'd like. that has little tiny, like, I would like to call them like little hair-like things on the end of it, but it's all made out of silicone, and it's 100% medical-grade silicone, which means it doesn't cause allergens, it cannot get bacteria on it, there's no brush heads that need replacing. Cleaning it is as simple as rinsing it under the sink, which I really like, because I think that beauty is necessary and taking care of your skin is necessary, but it doesn't have to be like this 4-hour daily job. We work. We have lives. We have families. We have things to do. No one has that kind of time. So that's why I really like this device, because it makes quick work of taking out all your makeup as well as all the pollutants that we get every day from walking around just in the world. And it helps to exfoliate that top layer of dead skin. It helps to tighten your pores because it's keeping things nice and clean. And the fact that this product doesn't have any brush heads to change and cannot get bacteria on it keeps it sanitary, so it's not going to cause breakouts. I was a long-time Clarisonic devotee, and it was a chore to keep those brushes and those brush heads clean. So this really simplifies the whole process and makes it so easy, ladies. And it's something that you just add into your facial cleansing routine in the morning and in the evening, and it'll prep your skin for your wedding. And it's something you should do beyond your wedding as well, because it's just good skin care in general. Now, have you
what's the name of this product again?
Oreo.
So it's like a Clarisonic
It's like a Clarisonic except on steroids and better.
Right. And what's the name again?
It's Foreo. It's Foreo. That's the name of the company. And
nice.
The device
is
called Luna. They have the Luna 2, the Luna Mini. They have the Luna Go, which is a great little tiny one that you could throw in your purse, or it's great for traveling. The Luna Play, which is probably one that you should try first. See if you like it. The Luna Play is $39, and it is a tiny mini version. It's disposable in the sense that it's not rechargeable, but it lasts for about 175 uses. So it really does give you a very good idea of how the product works. And I believe that all Lunas, on the inside of the packaging, it tells you to go to the website, and if you ever decide to upgrade to one of the other models that are a more permanent solution, they will actually apply your $39 towards that purchase. So
that's
really
awesome.
It's a really low risk way of trying a product that without breaking the bank and spending hundreds of dollars. And it's a product that I think that if you try, you're really going to like. And it comes in all different colors, so it's can be stylish. It's very, very fun. And to me, like I said, one of the biggest things is that you cannot, if you have acne of any kind, this will not add bacteria to your skin. This will not irritate your acne, because the silicone brush tips are so soft and gentle, unlike a traditional brush, which can be a little bit more abrasive. This will not aggravate your acne. So it'll keep your skin fresh and clean and dewy and glowy, and it tightens those pores. And I don't know about you, Dana, but after 40, pores become a real big, important thing.
Speak on it.
So I'm on it, you know? And I love it. So that was one of my favorite things that I found at the International Beauty Show, and something that I think all brides and all women in general should be using to take care of their skin. Because like I said, if you have soft, clean skin with tight pores, that's going to only make your makeup look that much better. It's only going to make your photos and your videos look that much better, because your skin will be smooth, especially today with HD everything. There is no getting away with anything anymore. You know, it's you really can't get away with anything anymore without it being seen and picked up by today's cameras. And like you mentioned before, all those unauthorized Instagram posts, yeah, you want to make sure.
Exactly. They're coming strong and wrong. If you are not ready for your pics, ladies, do not sleep on this. I mean, you can't say, oh, no cameras during my ceremony.
But as soon as people see that ring on your hand, the first thing they're doing is saying, oh, my God, I love her so much. Let me take a picture and snap, snap. You have to be ready. And especially if you're a lady who goes light on the makeup. I think even if you wear a lot of makeup, what's underneath your palette, not your palette, but your base is your skin, right?
I'll be honest with you, Dana. If you are light on the makeup, it's actually going to show less of any kind of imperfection your skin has as far as bumpiness or pores. It will show discoloration, like acne discoloration or hyperpigmentation or sunspots or sun damage or freckles will show more, of course. But the bumps and lumps that we all have and the enlarged pores show more the more makeup you have on. So,
oh, my goodness. You guys hear that? The bumps and lumps in the large pores show more. Oh, I'm hip. I mean, like, I've always struggled with my skin. I always struggle with cleansing and the balance of, you know, oily versus dry. I use a harsh product. It's dry. By the way, guys, shout out to Eve Pearl. She did my makeup last weekend. I'm still glowing and flying on air. It's very difficult to find that balance of what you should do underneath, you know. Like when you say, you know, this thing is on steroids, because I use a Clarisonic too, and I found that sometimes the brushes were a little too harsh if I had a facial or something like that. You don't find this with this product?
Not at all, because the whole thing is made of silicone, so the tips are super, super, super soft. It's not abrasive in any way. And the beautiful thing about it is, like the Luna 2, for example, that one comes in different bristle sizes. And it's not bristles like you think of. Really, you need to go to the website and see the photos of this product because it's very hard to describe over the radio. And that's www.foreo.com. And like the Luna 2, for example, you can buy it where it's supposed to be targeted for combination skin, normal skin, or oily skin, or sensitive skin. I have combination skin myself, so I am going to be using the combination skin one, but I have also tried the sensitive skin and the normal skin, and I did not feel a difference in the harshness of the bristles. What I did notice, though, was the pattern of the, I guess, bristles was a little bit different. But, yeah, I think this product is just wonderful. I really do. And I think it really does make easy work of getting off that makeup. And that is so key to make sure you take off that makeup every night. One thing I'm going to
wait a minute. So even if I come home with too much champagne, Bryce, do you hear what she's saying? She's saying you have to wash your face every day.
You do. You do. I mean, look. I know it's a chore. We all get lazy at times. So at the very least, on your lazy days, use one of those, like, wipies that they sell. There's so many different brands that are good, from drugstore to high-end. Use one of those at the very least.
Best makeup removers. I live on those things.
And the next day, make sure you give yourself a nice, good scrub. Because you know what? When we're out in the world and we have makeup on and oxygen and oxidation is happening to our skin, this is how our skin gets damaged. This is how our skin gets ruined. And during our sleep cycle, this is when our skin is supposed to be healing itself. So if your skin is filled with contamination while it's supposed to be healing itself, it can't really heal itself. So your skin is not reaping the benefits of a good night's sleep, even if you do get one, if your skin's dirty. Just saying. Make sure you know that. And,
oh, that
you know,
is really interesting.
Yeah. I mean, well, think about it. Like anything else. I mean, you know, if there's stuff in the way of the skin being able to do what it needs to do to replenish itself, it can't do what it needs to do. So maybe that will motivate all of you to get those faces nice and clean for me. And don't overdo it. That's the other thing that some people do, which ruins it. Overdoing it ruins your skin just as much as underdoing it. Don't use harsh products. Don't over-scrub your face. Don't attack your skin like you're trying to scrub a stovetop clean. This is your face, ladies, okay? Be careful with it. Your skin is fragile. Treat it like you would treat the skin of a baby. That's how you should treat the skin on your face. And that's how you should handle the skin on your face. The same amount of pressure you would put to wash a baby is the same amount of pressure you should put when washing your own face. Does that make sense?
Really? So I don't have to scrub, scrub, scrub. It's just not a good idea.
You can use exfoliants, and you can even use mechanical exfoliants, but I prefer chemical exfoliants because you're not doing the damage with abrasive strokes of your hand. And sometimes the mechanical exfoliants are not finely milled enough. They're too large, and they actually wind up doing damage and micro tears to your skin, which is not good, if that makes sense.
Is that how you get those little, like, are they visible micro tears?
No, they're not visible. But over time, what they do is that it weakens the outer layer of your skin and makes your skin droopier faster over time.
That's interesting. That's good to know.
It breaks down.
Actually, I had no idea. I had no idea about that, guys. I had no idea. So now we're loving the skin we're in. We have this great product. Do you have any other recommendations for brides?
I do, actually. I found this product that I had never heard of. It was completely brand new to me, and I felt absolutely in love at first when I saw it. It's called Bomblicity, okay? When I was walking by the booth.
I just like the name, Bomblicity.
It's so cute. Oh my God. I thought it was candy. And I said to myself, why are these people displaying all this candy at the International Beauty Show? Who cares about candy? And then this man, who was so cute, this little guy, grabbed my hand and he said, come here and try this. And he puts this little thing in my hand that looks like a piece of candy. And he said, we're going to clean your hands. I said, this is candy. He said, no, no, no. Unwrapped it. It looks like a little sugar cube, but colored. And they have all different colors. They have different flavors from bergamot and neroli all the way down to mango sorbet. And the mango sorbet, by the way, is my favorite.
Oh, that's not, I'd have to follow try that. Not to eat it, guys. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, no. It actually, on the packaging, it says, do not eat. Because it looks so much like delicious candy that you would want to eat that they actually had to put a disclaimer on the packaging, do not eat. And so he puts this little cube of what looks like a sugar candy in the palm of my hand, and then he breaks it with one finger. Then he takes 4 or 5 drops of warm water, and he puts it on top of this little candy cube, and then he tells me, to rub the palms of my hands together. And as I'm rubbing the palms of my hand together, I feel like this abrasive, oily thing forming. And then he said, once it starts to feel like a paste, rub it over the entire top of your hands and work it in until you feel like your hands are soft. And then you rinse it with water. And when you're done rinsing it with the water, it leaves behind like this residue that's not sticky or tacky at all, but your hands feel like silk, and it takes all the dryness, all the stresses that your hands go through. This winter weather we're having, this kills my hands. I put moisturizer, moisturizer, moisturizer. I could never get enough. This stuff takes all the dryness away, all the creppiness away, and then your hands just look amazing. And that's something that I think a lot of brides, they think about their manicure, but they're not thinking about the skin on their hands. That's also very photographed at a wedding. People are taking pictures of your wedding bands. They're taking pictures of you wearing your wedding band. They do always the close-up traditional shot where they show the husband's wedding band.
As soon as you get the ring on it, they start snapping the pictures. They snap the pictures for oh, my God, I got married. I said yes. They snap the pictures at your – I mean, like, before – as soon as you say, okay, I will, the pictures of hands will go into I do.
It, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's great if your manicure is amazing and on fleek, but if your hand skin doesn't look equally as amazing, it kind of
especially
does detract
after you pull
them
out
from
the gloves.
Beauty of the picture.
I'm harsh now. Yeah, you need that, guys. You need that because I see some really ashy hands around here, and it's not cute. Gotta
yeah,
get those
no,
hands IG ready.
Yeah, no, and this is something, again, you can't wait until the week or 2 weeks before your wedding to start taking care of your facial skin.
Ooh,
or your body.
That. Ooh, I hate that.
It's not
going to
work.
That. I
you
really
need
don't like
time.
That.
You need time. You have to invest time before your wedding to do these things if you want to look your absolute best on your wedding day. You really do. You have to. And it's so, so important. And it's something that, you know, like you were saying earlier, brides overlook it because they're so bogged down with so many other details, which is why I always tell everybody to get a wedding planner anyway. And if they want to get a wedding planner, I really recommend you. Because you're awesome. So,
oh, thank you, Fifi.
It's the truth. You are. You're so amazing. I've looked at some of the weddings that you've done, and everything was so on point. I can't even say how great you are. But, yeah, just, you know, if you get so bogged down with the details, the little things get overlooked. And us women in general, I've read statistics where women always overlook themselves when they're trying to help others and do things for others. And it's a curse that most women struggle with. And it's not just before your wedding. It's for our whole lives. We put everybody else's stuff in, ahead of our own, and we often neglect ourselves. So this is something that takes a minute to do. You don't do it every day. You do this once a week, twice a week, depending on how dry your hands are. It's worth every penny. It's not an expensive product, and this will make your hands look so beautiful. And I think personally, the smell of this is so delicious that it's like actually uplifting. I feel like in a good mood when I use this, and it makes me like, like I love it. And then I can't stop touching my hands. So if something that's so inexpensive, we're talking a few cents per use, get you to feel that way, then it's, in my opinion, it's worth every penny and the 1 minute effort of time it takes to do. Wouldn't you say?
Actually, definitely. I mean, I know what it's like to have like kind of a stress, weather stress, weather beaten, dish beaten, laundry beaten, walking dog beaten hand. So it's very important, ladies, because your hand is the first thing everybody will grab. It's the first thing, you know, and I don't think anybody wants to grab a dry hand either. So I love that point that you made, Cece, about stress. I had no idea. So we're going to extend it, guys, the show a bit, because I got to find out about this last product. Cece Kane, what is it?
Oh, my gosh. It's one of my favorite things on earth. It is called a Tangle Teaser. Now,
oh,
you met
what?
Me. You saw, it's called a Tangle Teaser.
What
you met
that?
Me. You, a tangle teaser is a brush, and it takes out all the tangles painlessly and without
no way
your hair. It is
what?
And you've met me. You saw me. You saw my hair. I have long blonde hair. I didn't get born with that. It's bleached, and you know what happens to bleached hair? It becomes dry hair, and dry hair becomes tangled hair. So the way I take care of my hair is I use the Tangle Teaser to unknot my hair and to smooth it out and to prep it for styling after a shower, after I've washed it. Before I go to bed at night, I pin my hair up because I don't like to get it all tangled when I sleep. This is the best thing I've ever put in my hair next to a Mason Pearson brush, which we'll talk about another day. But this is
wow. A
product. Truly, truly is. And for any of you that have little kids that have to comb out their hair, this is something you also might want to buy for that, because you won't have
you
those
can use
creamy
it on
matches.
The babies, guys. So wait a minute. Like, do you feel a tug, a pull, a snap? Does it break your hair? You know, what's going on with this lesson?
No.
I have tangles.
No. And this is good for any kind of hair texture. It comes in different sizes and different widths for different hair textures. So someone who has super thick, curly hair obviously needs more space in between the bristles than someone like me who has straight, long blonde hair that's on the medium to finer side. So I use the original one, but it comes in all different widths and sizes. And my best girlfriend, she has the most luscious, thick, gorgeous, curly hair you've ever seen and ever wanted to see in your life. And I turned her on to this product because the only thing she ever complained about really was how annoying it was to comb her hair out after a shower because her hair is waist length. And this product said was life-changing for her. And the reason this is so important for brides is that, and I've written articles about this, we don't realize it's not just the chemical treatments we put in our hair that cause damage to our hair. It's also how we maintain our hair day to day with combing and brushing. Even how we sleep on our hair, it affects its integrity. So using a product like this that helps you untangle gently without breakage, without snagging, without damage to the cuticle, without raising the cuticle, this actually smooths the cuticle as you use it, which keeps your tangles down as well. This kind of product is going to help your hair look even better for your wedding because, like I said, you know, everything you want to look so beautiful will always look better if it starts off being healthy. If your hair is healthy, when it gets styled on your wedding day, it's going to look better. If your skin is healthy,
guys, I think what Cece Kane is saying,
better.
Start today. Don't start the day before your wedding or the day of your wedding. You can't run around in a tight ponytail, not conditioning your hair, not combing it out appropriately, and just leave it for someone to fix on the day of because you had a trial 6 months ago. Right, Cece? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what I would recommend as well for any bride, don't actually color your hair the week of the wedding. Do it the week before.
Don't.
Do it the week before. If you look, ladies, listen. I'm the first one to admit I am as bleach blonde as they come. I have to do my roots every 3 to 4 weeks. It is what it is. I like the look. I want the look, so I have to work for the look. Many of us out there color our hair, and, you know, you do need your touch-up, but don't do your touch-up the week of. Do your touch-up the week before because your hair will look better, healthier, shinier, and stronger if you do it the week before than the week of. It just gives your hair a chance to recoup from the chemical process. If you're using a product like the Tangle Teaser on a regular basis, you're keeping your hair in better shape. You're keeping it stronger, longer. You're going to really love this. And then if any of you have children and you have that age-old battle of fighting to comb out the hair, especially with your little girls that grow them long, trust me when I tell you, I have used this on all my nieces, and this is the only thing that does not make them cry when you comb out their hair. And
that's
so
big,
gentle.
Guys.
Yeah.
That's big. Cece, thank you so much for joining us on this Super Brunch Bridal Sunday. Guys, I think we need Cece to come back and help us with this to get us through the season because there's a lot of treasons out there with you guys and your bridal behavior and beauty. Cece, will you come back and speak to us?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I really enjoy
being on the show,
and I love it. So thank you. I'd love to come back.
Thank you so much, guys. Look out for Cece. Cece, how can they meet you? How can they follow your blog? Give us your information.
Sure. The easiest way to follow me is www.beautyballerina.com, and it's spelled the traditional way, which is BEAUTYBALLERINA. I'm on Instagram. I'm on YouTube. I have a brand new YouTube channel, by the way, so check it out and subscribe. And I'm on Facebook, Twitter, you name it, Beauty Ballerina, Cece Kane. We'd love to meet you all. Happy to take questions, too. Have a great day,
guys. Remember, follow her. I'm sorry.
Huh? No, no, go ahead.
Remember to follow Cece and make sure you definitely write into her, ask her questions. You guys can write in to me, www.bridalstyleblog.com. You can hit me up, DM me on IG. Just make sure you guys get some information. Let's get it to Cece Kane. She's going to help you guys out. We're going to come back. Cece's going to come back for us, thank goodness. We're going to have something to give away to you. So you guys stay tuned. Make sure to follow her and check her out because she's got a lot of great tips. Cece Kane, thank you so much for joining us today. I cannot wait to speak and hear from you again. Have a great Sunday,
thank you
guys.
So
Cece?
Much. Have a
thank
great
you
Sunday,
so
everyone.
Much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, guys. Bye.